consciousness, spiritual light, the fundamental reality, the self, is the eternal soul. And hence that I is for the soul, not for the body. Beyond the physical appearance, the soul is a tiny point of light. Soul can think and decide through its faculties of mind and intellect, and we live the life through this physical body, and everything that happens with us is a result of our karma. Past actions / deeds. Human life is invaluable. We can shape our future by our decisions and deeds. We have intellect to differentiate right and wrongs. Sweetest God has said to us, realize the self first. Without that, everything is baseless, and with the self-realization, everything is complete. We are a soul, a tiny point metaphysical light. We have a father or creator. Supreme soul, we remember and worship him when we are in sorrow or pain. We have a deep connection with him. We come down in this world to play our part in this world drama, which is eternal. Now this is all knowledge which is told to us children by Godfather, the ocean of knowledge. In this small time period in world drama known as Sangame Yuga or Confluence Age, when we all souls meet the Supreme Soul, and this is the only time when we know the whole story and secrets of world. Seat of the soul. Soul is located in the part of the brain called the hypothalamus. Sitting on this seat, we the soul can control the nervous system and, through it, various organs in the body. Just as a driver controls a car through its control mechanisms while sitting in the driver's seat, the soul uses the brain to control the body. The brain is the machine by means of which the soul thinks, remembers, receives and sends messages to physical organs through the nerves. Apart from physical sensations, the soul experiences pleasure, pain, happiness and sorrow through the brain. Nature of the soul. Soul have no gender. It is a tiny, metaphysical, conscious point of spiritual light, not the light which comes from stars, but we are a light of consciousness, powers and virtues. The number of souls is finite and all souls are unique and eternal, is never created and cannot be destroyed by any means. We only change the body as the body gets weak or old or due to a natural incident. Invisible to the physical eye, we exist as a fundamental truth, the creator of feelings that we ourselves feel. We can experience our presence through meditation, as simple as looking inside us, and the reality as a detached observer. Question mark. The intrinsic nature of the soul is of peace, love, truth, bliss and purity. We only can desire that we once had. All powers lies in purity of soul. When we became impure, we lost our inner unlimited powers. Soul is unlimited. All happiness is on the basis of purity of soul. We could only see the body with this eyes. Soul is only felt. Yet there are many those who had visions of the soul or of God as light. This is all true and is revealed in Merli also. Faculties, properties of the soul. It is very subtle to understand about the properties of the tiniest soul, but it is the very fundamental nature. While the soul is the point of light, we can think and reflect. We can experience pleasure and pain. Can decide to make efforts, either good or bad. The soul has three intrinsic faculties: mind, intellect and impressions. First property of soul is called mind. Yes, not this mind brain, but the mind of soul. Through mind, we perform actions. This first property is most commonly used in our life, while doing every karma action. Mind gives us suitable suggestions which are for welfare of body, for example. Now a higher property of soul, through which we decide and differentiate. We shape our life with our taken decisions. There is a unique role of intellect. It is said that the intellect is hidden, but is higher than the mind. When we want to decide between few options or judge the right and wrong, the intellect is used. Then the mind orders the organs to bring the outcome in practical action. This is the procedure. Hearing this, you would say, it is almost instant that I think and I do it, but there lies the third faculty that plays its part. Mind is a machine that can think everything of the world, from which the intellect chooses what is right and what is wrong to do. Intellect is the judge. As without the mind, the soul cannot think, without the intellect we cannot differentiate right and wrong. third faculty is very different than the others. Sanskar or Sanskaras. Impressions of past karma is not directly related to the mind, but is related to it through intellect. Impressions are registered deeply within the soul. This property is highest and thus sits deep hidden. When we decide anything through our mind and intellect, an impression is created. Impression of our response to the situation, etc. Now the second time the same situation or question comes to the intellect, then mind suggests the response that was given in such situation before. Hence these impressions are a facility to remember the past and repeat, just to make life easier and faster to respond to the life situations or questions. God says in Murli, your sanskaras were of purity, peace, love and bliss. Now they have turned into opposite. So our sanskaras are root cause of what we do. We are now creating divine sanskaras and virtues through Rajyoga. Connecting intellect with God, our own intellect becomes divine like of the body consciousness, the root cause of sorrow. ? A person is in body conscious when the soul identifies itself with the physical body. That is when the thinking, feeling, actions and behaviors are with the awareness of being a body or the physical mind. Being in body conscious is a root cause of all the evils in the world, because the vices of lust begins upon looking others as a body. Anger is another big enemy of wisdom. Peace is source of wisdom. Hence God says, become soul conscious and bring it in your awareness. You are a tiny point of spiritual light and might. You are my child. ? Soul consciousness, the key to a blissful life. When we are in the state of awareness that I am a soul and not this physical body, then our powers are unlimited, as the soul is not limited to anything. In other words, the person thinks, feels, acts, responses, etc. with the awareness that his soul is referred as the master of the body. When in soul consciousness, the original qualities of a soul, peace, purity, love, bliss, naturally emerge. We soul is not dependent on external physical things for peace and happiness. They are our inner nature. Vices are reason of experiencing sorrow or peacelessness. Thus it is now a message of God, and it is time to awaken. We all are brothers, son of one incorporeal God.